Rush. On our allotment, a kind of rush grows wild. It is not the actual bulrush that is used for seats and basketry, but a smaller type. I am not sure, it could be Juncus conglomeratus or Juncus ipsus. I have dried and sorted the rush lengthwise. This is easily done by taking a small bundle and tap it with the butt ends on the table, so that all the butt ends are aligned. Then you pinch the longest ends in the top end and pull them upright out of the bundle. Now you have selected the longest rushes, and so on. I didn't know at that point what to do with it, but some books helped me on the way. The books are mentioned below. You can make cordage, plates and baskets. I tried my hand on some baskets. Some recipes are meant for bulrush, and I made the baskets smaller because my rush is smaller. First picture. Small baskets, Juncus sp, paper yarn. Above are some tiny baskets, with a diameter of about 5 cm. The most left is made from colored paper yarn. Second and third picture. Baskets, rush sp. I like it what the camera does when you hold the basket up to the light. Finally, an open work basket with a rounded bottom. It could stand in sand or it can hang around, basket. Fourth picture, Juncus sp. The baskets are based on recipes from the books, Flecton Mitten Hatter Material by Jet Melgren. This book is about the harvest and preparation of materials you can find in the different seasons, for example willow bark, cattail, spruce and many more, accompanied by examples and recipes for baskets. The book one have is in German. Rush Basketry, Weaving with Eight Makers, compiled by Claire Murphy. This book is completely about rush, and it contains excellent descriptions by eight rush workers for preparations, cordage, seats and several types of baskets and bags, as well as some history. And a vintage book in Dutch. Man Vlechten Inward and Build by Barbara Maynard. Half of the book is about cane, and the other half about rush, so there is useful information in here too.